From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. Drivers in some parts of Idaho are finding the roads covered with a living, wiggling mass of bugs, Mormon crickets to be exact. And while they are a sticky, icky mess for drivers, farmers and ranchers are in a different boat entirely. These long-horned grasshoppers can pose an extreme threat to the livelihood of those who rely on agriculture to make a living. Mormon crickets are not really crickets. So what are they? And how much of a problem are these guys and regular grasshoppers this year? The Idaho State Department of Agriculture has declared outbreaks in four Idaho counties, Cache, Oneida, Power, and Franklin. And dozens of farmers have already asked for help from all different parts of the state. And here to help us better understand the bugs is Nick Zerflew. He's the Invasive Species Program Bureau Chief, and he's here to tell us about grasshoppers and Mormon crickets in Idaho. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Sam, and thank you, Idaho Matters, for having me on and getting the story out. It's great to be on.
Absolutely. So what is a Mormon cricket? It's not a cricket, I understand. What is it?
It's not. Of course, the common name is Mormon crickets, but it's actually in the Katydid family. It is a rather large cricket looking insect. It's actually native to the state of Idaho as well as other years. And they do serve a purpose in the ecosystem and the environments that they live in. And why Department of Agriculture is so engaged in this issue is just because, like you mentioned, it can be an agricultural pest and quite devastating to really our agricultural industry in the state and the customers that we serve, and really the lifeblood and a big engine to the Idaho economy. And so what we've seen this year is just really extensive infestations of Mormon crickets as well as grasshoppers throughout the state. And we can go in a little bit more detail, but that's exactly why we are engaged in this issue.
Now, these guys are Idaho. They're native. What do they do? I mean, they eat stuff, right? I mean, they're out there and they're eating the greenery, and that's why they're a primary danger to farmers, right?
Yeah, they're a consumer. So what's going on is typically Mormon crickets will hatch out on the rangelands, typically a nice dry, arid gravel bed where the previous year a female laid some eggs. And so those hatchlings will come out. They'll go through various instars as they reach adulthood. And throughout that process and through the next reproductive cycle, they're consuming. So what we typically see is the Mormon crickets will move off those hatching beds and they will consume, you know, plants and within rangelands, pasture lands, and eventually a very lush green field of hay or cropland. And they can really strip vegetation down as they're marching across the range, across southern Idaho, and as they're migrating and moving from place to place.
Well, and they eat everything up. And then I found out, I think, that they can do, I mean, if they're eating all the greenery, you're going to have soil erosion later. And is it true that they can also affect things like water filtration systems?
Yeah, you know, they do have a place in the ecosystem. And so we are very cognizant of that and our role to play. But yeah, as you see these large hatchings, which would naturally be occurring, they do affect other parts of the system. You know, if you have that large of an input of one species, then everything else has to be in flux and play, even in the physical ecosystem and soil management and watersheds and watershed management. All that comes right into the same realm. And so really our nexus with the Idaho State Department of Agriculture is with the agricultural industry. And so what we're trying to find is infestations that reach a certain economical threshold. And so for Mormon crickets, it's 3 Mormon crickets per square meter. With grasshoppers, it's 8 grasshoppers per square meter. And where those thresholds meet economic damage, where we would have an active role in that.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Invasive Species Program Bureau Chief Nick Zerflew, and we're talking about Mormon crickets and grasshoppers in Idaho. Okay, so we're talking about how these guys affect farmers and how you determine an outbreak. What happens when they show up and they start to cause a problem? Because as you said, they don't always. What can farmers do to fight the Mormon crickets, and how does the Ag Department help?
Yeah, hopefully it's just an open conversation. That's our goal with the department and the industry that we serve. Is the first step is just give us a call, get online, and it is our IdahoInvasiveSpecies.gov website. Even though this is a native species, it fits well within that program. And so go to the website, file a landowner assistance request, and that kind of gets the conversation going. From that, we can take it a couple of different directions. And so we provide an insecticidal bait to help abate the Mormon cricket outbreaks, or we can put the landowner into a reimbursement program. And that is where we have the landowner work with their crop advisor to come up with a plan. Typically, that includes an aerial application, and then we will work through them on a reimbursement type program. And just to give you an idea on the numbers a little bit, this time last year, we were around 108 landowner assistance requests. Those are the emails or the phone calls coming into the department. Just this morning, we are at 277.
Oh, wow.
So that's, you know, that's almost three times the amount from last year. We're actually tracking really closely with 2018 and that data, because this is a very cyclical phenomenon. You know, you're not going to have an extensive hatch every year, but it may happen every 5 or 7 or 10 years, depending on conditions.
Wow. I was looking at a map online this morning that you guys have of where people are asking for help from. And it's all over the state. I mean, it's North Idaho and Eastern Idaho and Southern Idaho. It's crazy. So tell me about this bait. You do provide bait to farmers. It's in some instances. How safe is this? I mean, obviously you have to apply it responsibly.
Correct. Yeah. And that's a big part of this. And that's part of the conversation with the landowner is we are providing an insecticidal bait with a product label. And so we walk through that label, and the landowner's responsibility is to do the application and follow the label. It is not a restricted use pesticide, which that falls into a different category of use. So this is very, it's a common pesticide, you know, for some landers that don't meet the threshold or may not meet the 5 acres of ag use. This may even be a product that they can find at their local lawn and garden store. Mm. And that's one of the parts of the conversation for the landowners that do not meet the 5 acres of agricultural use requirement to qualify for the program, there are other options out there. And so as we're providing this bait to the landowners, that is part of the conversation, is that they need to be applying it responsibly, following the product label.
Well, and I think it's important to point out, we're talking a lot about farmers and what they're doing and the kind of damage that can happen there. But I understand that rangeland along with farmland is quite susceptible to damage and to trouble when the crickets, Mormon crickets, get too many. It can cause destruction across a large chunk of what we call agricultural land.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is why we're engaging the range folks, the range management folks as well, and that staff. And going through that 5 acres of ag use, rangeland and pasture do qualify for that, because we do see an impact to those grazing allotments and serving that industry.
Gotcha. Any predictions for this year's outbreak? It sounds like you guys are already getting ready for quite a fight.
Yeah, we are in the peak of it. This is our busy season, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that naturally we will start seeing infestations going down below the thresholds around the middle of August. And I don't want to speak out of turn or look too far into the crystal ball, But the light is at the end of the tunnel, and we just need to stay active, stay focused. It is very busy right now, trying to meet the customer's needs, and we're just working so hard to try to meet that need.
Well, it's a fascinating subject. It has very high financial implications for folks in Idaho. So I really want to thank you for helping us out with this. We've been speaking with the Invasive Species Program Bureau Chief Nick Zerflew about Marmon crickets and grasshoppers and the outbreak that they're causing as we speak. Thanks, Nick. Really appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you so much, Sam. Again, thanks for Idaho Matters for getting this story out. And please visit our website for more information, where you found the map earlier and how to access that landowner request assistance form.
Absolutely. We'll put some links on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, not only for people to find out more, but if farmers want to find out or apply, they can do that there. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.